Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey, why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Something I really wanted to say to you because I want to give it to you the way I got it. You know, it kind of just really, really hit me within the last 6 months. I kid you not. Just kind of really hit me of late, I guess I'm saying. And it's something that I learned, man. I got it a couple of ways. I was watching this movie. I was reading this book. I kind of got it a couple of ways, but it came to me, it just dawned on me how correct it was and how oftentimes I've shot myself in the foot, how many times I had blocked so many blessings that could have come my way had I just been a little bit more of this. And I learned it, and I stopped blocking them. You know, and it's starting to really, really open up the pipeline into my life, the pipeline of blessings. You know, it could be whatever you need. It could be money. It could be family. It could be relationship. It could be education. It could be peace. It could be relevance. It could be any number of things, whatever you hope for is that you consider success. It don't have to be money, but if that's on your list, you can get some of that too. But gratitude, listen to me. Gratitude is the best gift that you can give yourself. What? That don't make no sense, Steve. Yes, it does. Gratitude is the best gift that you could give yourself. It really is, man. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you show gratitude, when you're thankful, when you show appreciation, you open up the pipeline of more blessings to flow your way. Because simply you get it. You have shown gratitude. You show appreciation. You're thankful. No matter how much or how little you have. Oftentimes, the people who have a lot that are righteous people are awfully grateful, awfully thankful, awfully appreciative. And I guess you could say, well, Steve, I know a lot of people ain't great. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know them people. You don't know those people. What we're trying to do in the mornings is help each other here, is give each other some encouragement, give each other some new information, give each other some enlightenment in the morning. That's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to talk about why not. That ain't my business. Why not to do something? I don't care. I'm more concerned with the how to, the how come, the this is how, the this is the way. I try to stay on more of a positive note. Gratitude is the best gift that you can give to yourself. See, don't you get it? If you're grateful for what you have, for whatever it is, you open up the pipeline for more to come in. Let me tell you why. Because you're not complaining about what you have. Oftentimes, we can't show gratitude. We don't have time to be thankful, or we can't give a full accompaniment of appreciation because we complaining. Man, I don't ever get this. I only got this. My car can only go this far. I can't. All I got is this right here. Every time I turn around, something broke on this car. Man, my house ain't. I'm trying to fix this. Hot water heater that went out in that house again. That furnace that went out. I'm so tired of this raggedy house. Man, I ain't got no money to keep dumping in this thing. The air conditioning went out. Yada, 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 yada. Well, why are you complaining? Suppose you reverse that. Just suppose, I thank you for the house that I do have, for a roof over my head. I thank you for shelter. I thank you for having a home. I thank you for having a mortgage to pay. I thank you for being able to come up with this rent to stay here. I thank you for all these things. I thank you for how when things go wrong in my life, you always there and get it fixed and straightened out for me. I thank you. I'm grateful for you. Okay, now, let me ask you something. If you were a person that was providing these things for someone. Let's say you were the person that was providing shelter, heat, roof over your head, a place to stay. Let's say you were the person that was providing that. And the person that was receiving it, who has nothing but that, was always complaining about it. Every time you turn around, now you done gave this to this person. You done let them have it. But every time you look up, they complain and they pointing the finger at you. Look what I ain't got. I ain't got this. You got it. And you be sitting over there, dog, man. I gave this to them. And they just steady complaining about it. Now, let's say you gave the exact same thing to someone else. The exact same thing, shelter, roof over your head, house in the same condition, look just like the house you gave this person that was complaining. But every time you turn around, it was telling somebody, you know what, I sure appreciate this. I sure appreciate this place to stay, man. My family, man, we don't know where we'd be without it. I sure am grateful, man. It was raining the other day and then the drop get on us, man. We was in this house, man, and oh, man, oh, man. You know, some things go wrong with it, but man, I sure glad I got this right here because it always make a win somehow. Somehow it always works out. Now, if you were the person that was providing these things, and this one person that had this house that ain't as sharp or as good as the other houses was complaining all the time about it, but the other person over here was grateful for it. When it came time to fix up the house, improve the house, add more on to the house, or maybe you had another house to give away, who would you give the house to? I think, logically, you would give it to the person who has shown the most appreciation for it. I know I would. I bet you, man. If I done gave somebody to something and all they do is complain about it, I can assure you that if they come back to me for some more, I'm going to be real slow to grant that wish. Because, man, the last time I gave you a place to stay, I know it wasn't the best house on the block, but you didn't have nothing when you came to me. And I gave that to you. I promise you, if I get a new house and I got to give it to one of them two people, I promise you I'm going to give that new house to the person who was grateful for that house that wasn't so good. I promise you that's why I'm going to do it. Now, I'm not claiming to know how God thinks, because I don't. I'm going to say that again. I'm not claiming to know how God thinks because I don't. But don't that make sense to you? Now, it's a scripture somewhere that'll back this up. I know it is. I remember my mother telling it to me a couple of times, but I can't tell you where it is. But I'm pretty sure it's in there, man. That the more gratitude you show, the more grateful you are, the more blessings can come your way. It only makes sense. So that's why I'm telling you, gratitude is the best gift that you can give yourself. Be thankful. Show appreciation. Quit complaining, man. You ever been around people just complain all the time to the point where you don't even want to go over there no more because you know all they're going to do is complain? You be having a good day, and here they come with all this, oh, woe is me. I don't like people like that, man. I don't have time for people like that. I'm asking God for too much. I'm trying to improve myself. I'm not trying to get worse. So, y'all, listen, one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself is gratitude. I wake up in the morning now, and I'm telling you, I just got this clear as a bell. I wake up every morning when I'm getting ready for work, brushing my teeth, taking a shower. I just thank him. When I get in the car to head over to the job, I just thank him. On my way over here, I meditate. I pray. I thank him. I thank him for all he's done for me. I thank him for all the things he's brought me through. I thank him for all the things I have. Even when I'm in the midst of some trouble and a storm, I thank him already because I know he's going to bring me out of that. I just keep on thanking him. And I can't tell you what it's done for me. I can't even explain to you what it's done for me. Gratitude is one of the best gifts that you can give to yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. 18 minutes after the hour. Thank you all for joining us today.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in, for preparing to propel your day into greatness. Thank you all for taking out a measured moment of your precious molecules of minutes to spend time with us that we may brighten, heighten, enlighten, and just overall spritz your day.
Spritz.
Thank you for joining us. This is Happy Radio, where we are all more than happy. And
yeah.
Now, here's an A selection from the Happy Choir. Said I'm happy, so happy, 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 happy. Thank you, choir. Wasn't that lovely? That moving
one,
rendition
one
of
person
happy
choir. That was
by
so
a choir.
Seven
it's
words.
Beautiful. We're the Second Apostolic Methodist Christian Catholic Gothic
what?
Faith, where we do everything short. So I am your pastor, Shirley. Please give me a situation and I will solve it for you shortly.
Let's see. Two sisters got into a fight over a man. Two siblings.
Cry.
That's your solution.
Next subject.
This is so service can be over quick as hell. This is
okay. That's
new,
what it
this
is.
This is a new church. We just getting in and out the game on.
Next question from the congregation.
The neighbor next door stole my son's bike, and I want to go over there and beat his little behind.
Do it.
It says it right there.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They must want their ass. Do it.
Wow.
Next subject.
Yes, you keep saying turn to our neighbor. When I turn to my neighbor's breath is bad.
Whipping. Just whipping. Dragging.
I don't really mean it.
I don't care if you don't turn it off. I just say that to see if you'll do it. It's not a strong suggestion at all.
Mm-hmm. We would like for service to end a little sooner. You're dragging it on too long. 2 hours. It's just too long.
Mm. We've discussed that, yes.
Yeah, we've discussed it over and over. Is there something you can do about that?
Bye.
I knew it.
For Lisa.
Girl, bye. Girl, bye.
Get your ass out of here.
There's a man on pew 3 that is very handsome. I'm kind of interested in him. Mm. But I know that, you know, we shouldn't be together.
One word. Uh-huh. Work release. Mm. How cute is he now?
I get your point, Pastor.
Next question.
Yeah, Pastor, we have a relative that won't come to church with us. We've been trying to get him to come. We just see if you can help us get him in here to learn from you.
He's going to hell. Next question.
A family member passed away the other day, and I was just wondering if we could have a funeral here, and for how long?
Nope. We don't bring dead people in here.
What about the repast?
We don't have that either.
At this church.
As a matter of fact,
what kind of church is this?
We are the church of life. We don't do death. Read
with
the sign
being
in the
said,
front.
Then, Pastor.
Yes, Sister Carla.
You don't do death, but what about weddings? My cousin wants to get married here at the church, but she's not a member.
That's fine. That'll be $25,000.
Go ahead, Church of Life.
Those are our wedding fees for outside members.
Speaking of Church of Life, Pastor, my sister just had a baby and a couple of months ago, and she was wondering, do you do baby christenings here? She wanted to get the baby christened.
Oh, yeah.
And, if she know the daddy.
Okay.
That was a good one. Well, it's church here, boy.
I know, it's something.
Paternity test is on Friday.
you are not the daddy.
In church.
I was wondering.
Wow.
Yes.
My daughter, she went to a Bible retreat for third graders.
Excuse me, repeat that? I missed
it. My daughter, she went to a Bible retreat, children's Bible retreat for third graders. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering, at this church, are you going to start a program like that for the children? It's so nice.
We don't have white members.
What does Bible retreat for children? Where'd you get the race?
Well, you said your daughter went to one.
Uh-huh.
Was white kids at it?
Mm. Yeah, all races. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you see any white people in here?
No. Not at the moment. No.
You might.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. I understand.
Let me jump in here. I'm trying to start a players ministry. Is it all right to start a players ministry here at the church?
Well, somebody got to go to hell.
Next question.
Pastor, we got some people that want to get baptized here at the church. What is a good day that you do baptisms at the church? What Sunday? Second, first, third?
Once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah. Do it at Thanksgiving. See you in November.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Hope he don't come till then.
Well, I have one more question.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, parking lot ministry, do you all provide security for the cars?
Absolutely not. Our parking lot ministry makes our contributions to the chop shop. No. Oh, go ahead. Church of Life.
Church of Life.
Yeah. Church of Life.
Better than the JPJJ, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you. Have a great Sunday.
There you have it, the Church of Life. Now, when we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, you guys remember this lady named LaFay who called earlier this week on Weekend Confessions with Tommy?
Boy.
LaFay?
Oh, LaFay. If you missed it, it was hilarious. We'll run that back when we come back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. 34 minutes after the hour. Coming up, you got to hear this caller, LaFay, from Weekend Confessions. She called her man the wrong name while having relations. You need to hear this. We'll be back.
All right, maybe we have time now to go to line 3, Kat, and talk to LaFay out of Tennessee.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, there's
LaFay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, baby girl, what you got for me?
This weekend, me and my friend was together, and we having relations, and I upped and called somebody else's name.
You called somebody else's name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Talk to me, baby. Give me play-by-play on how it happened.
It had to be an old-ass name.
No, actually, you know, I was over here when the Trump election or whatever, and ever since, I heard Junior, and he was like, ooh, bitch, sexy. I'm going to look her up. I've been fantasizing about Junior ever since, and I up and called Junior's name when we was having relations.
No way.
What?
What'd you call him, Junior?
Yes. My boyfriend said, who the F is Junior?
Did he say, won't he do it?
I was explaining to him what happened, and I looked Junior up, and I was like, he's nice looking, and I had to explain to him, and he was just like, no, you lying, you ain't talking about no Junior on Steve Harvey, you talking about somebody here in Tennessee. I said, no, I said, for real, man, I said, it's Junior, I said, I'm sorry, because the day before I had a dream that me and Junior had went out on a date. And then
did y'all go to the Waffle House?
No, we didn't go to the Waffle House. We was out on a date.
Hey, ma'am, we need your LaFay. Information.
LaFay
is
her
name.
Hold on.
Tommy, get all the information. Get pictures. Facebook, get something. Let's hook this up. Junior, hold you finna get friend. Married. Junior. JB. All right.
Oh, uh-huh.
Called your name out.
Mm-mm. I ain't the only Junior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you it.
Be Junior around the corner?
No, you it. The one on the radio. Ain't but one Junior on the radio. That's JB.
That's right.
Junior boy.
And you forget me shot walking around here. I don't know what our man look like, but she just showed him my picture.
Right. And called your name.
Oh, no. No, this ain't going to happen, man. I'm sorry.
Junior, you haven't followed up on you, though.
Come on. It's been a few days.
You got that little cute little nose.
Stop, me saying that. Man listening.
Oh, he sure does.
You know, what he gonna do? Hell, handle your business.
We just can't go in there like that, Bogart, like that, can we?
But you can't keep your girl. You know what's up.
Oh, she's his girl now?
Okay. Yeah. Jody.
They go together.
Jody. Girl.
Yeah.
Little Jody.
Coming here with all these Mac lines. You know what it is.
Yeah.
She chose me.
Your girl chose me. My fault.
Come
I wasn't
on,
in there.
Come on, Junior.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my name. It wasn't my fault she called my name. I mean, what's yours? I mean, what is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Oh, swell up on me.
Yeah. I'm just playing, dog. Uh-huh. Right after that.
Right
as
after
you
that.
Break, you start running. Huh?
That's it. I'm just playing,
Bill. You know us comedians are so crazy.
Yeah, we crazy.
You play too much.
Well, she love you.
Yeah, she told me that last night. I mean, she said that.
You screamed it out.
Yeah. Man, I done been in that situation. My girl said somebody's name, too. I just didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Might as well finish.
All right, coming up next, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back, nephew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it for you. Paper clips.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour,
Sierra did a maternity photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out about that. Plus, Miss Ann going to be here with the news today. Latest from the White House. But up next, the food. Run that prank back. Got them paper clips.
Got them paper clips, paper clips, paper clips.
Let's go.
Bravo.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see, you just left about, what, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay, and you left with a severance, am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
You started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
Philip, I started this business after I left there.
You started it after you left there?
That's correct. 1 month.
1 month after you left there. Okay. So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, you know, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature. We're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office. I'm sorry?
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business, asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the f*** is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Ms. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of Have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off by your I ain't stealing no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back
is some
and forth.
Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So, are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And
I was employed
years,
a year.
For eight years, you stole paper, paper clips. You stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape. You have taken markers, pens. We got it down to a
science. I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year. You all gave me a severance package. How dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take
no,
your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you my address because you come over here. I got some scissors for your Philip. I don't have time for this. You want my address? You can come on over here. Look it up. Google
me.
We want our
paper clips back.
Google me. Come get them then. Matter of fact, give me your address, Philip. I'll bring them to you. Steal no damn paper clips. I'm a Christian woman, and you got me on this phone cussing and fighting with you. I'm not fighting with you over no paperclips. What's your address, Philip?
We're missing over 5,000 paperclips, and we need those.
Now, you know what? What's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paperclips to you. How about that?
Give me your address. You are guilty of using a paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't steal.
Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means you have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip, that's a corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mind. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You taking so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands of rims of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this.
Okay.
Talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and order the police to come over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Philip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
And paper clips. Because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Whoa, who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
What'd you say?
I say, do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
You gotta be kidding me.
Your girlfriend, Dorothea, got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm gonna kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm gonna kick her.
Calm down, you good?
You made me step in the back room on you. Ooh.
Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Dorothea is on.
Y'all like my paper clips? Huh?
Paper clips?
Oh, do you like my paper clips?
You worry me, boy. You worry me.
Stupid at his best, Shirley. Matter of fact, Junior?
Yeah.
Tell him what stupid gonna be next.
Well, the next stop for stupid is March 17th at the UNO Lakefront Arena.
All aboard!
Then we gonna load up from there, and we gonna take stupid right down the street on March 18th at the Sanger Theater in Mobile, Alabama. There it
That's
is.
Right. That's Southern Fried Comedy, stupid.
Yeah. Get your stuff together, because we loading up. Can't stop the train.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So, here we go. Sierra Russell Wilson, her husband, and baby Future with his little cute self.
He's so cute.
Went nude for a really interesting maternity photo shoot. You know.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Baby Future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Future's son. Uh-huh.
But that's
Sierra's son.
Oh, y'all call him Baby Future?
Yeah, that's his name.
That's his name.
That's his name.
His name is Baby?
No, it's Future Junior.
Yeah, it's Future Junior, but he is a
I didn't know.
Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't see no future in this.
So Sierra, her husband Russell Wilson, and then little Baby Future went nude for an interesting maternity photo shoot, but it was kind of a sweet picture, and Sierra did a maternity photo shoot for Harper's Bazaar. One of the pictures shows Sierra in her panties, in her underwear now, holding her naked son, Baby Future, while her husband, Russell Wilson, kneels behind her with his hands on her pregnant tummy. Sierra posted the picture on Instagram with the caption, "Just the four of us." And she's getting a lot of negative feedback, a lot of flack for this picture. Have you guys seen the picture at all?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Let me pull
it's
it up.
It's all over
pull
Instagram.
Pull it up right now.
It's all over Instagram. Yeah.
It's on
How
Instagram.
Future feel about this here, though?
What do you
Future
look
see?
What do you look
We'll go
up?
To Sierra's Instagram.
Yeah, Sierra's
page.
How you spell that?
C-I-A-R-A.
That's a good question, though. He ain't mad. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah,
because
I didn't know either.
Sierra?
Yes, yeah, C-I-A-R-A.
She's
beautiful.
Oh, I see it.
I see it.
What's the problem with the picture? I'm looking at it. What's wrong?
People don't like it. You know, they just, they're hating. You know how people hate? They
People don't like it. Why? It's her baby. She holding her baby naked.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like white drawers. That's my problem.
Oh, that's your problem.
Uh-oh.
You see,
white drawers. I never do what?
You're stupid.
Oh, you is really
you like white drawers.
The picture is celebrating motherhood and family.
You slow.
That's what the picture's about.
I think could have done that in some blue drawers.
I think the picture's great. It's a good picture. I think it shows unity.
I like the picture. Family. It's about motherhood.
Who hates
it's about
the picture?
Love.
What? You know, it's always somebody ain't got no doggone body. She got a baby, a man that want her, and a baby on the way. What's wrong with that?
And that's her husband.
Damn, her husband. I mean, people just be getting on people about nothing. Man, she got a family.
Yeah, that's what the picture, that's what I see.
They married.
They married. This her family.
Yeah. Yeah, her friend Kelly Rowland is defending her. She, you know, they're tired of people just with all this negative.
No, man, the girl, that's a great picture of her, her son, her baby-to-be, and her husband. Damn, how do people find something wrong with that? That's amazing to me, man. Dude, man, them trolls on the internet, boy, they wicked. They wicked. You, I mean, really, man, for you to get mad at that photo, you just got to really, okay, what's wrong with your life?
Yeah, there you go.
Let's just really find out what's wrong with y'all. You know, it's amazing, man, how we can't ever be happy for each other.
I know.
That's crazy.
Well, we're happy for you, Sierra, and your entire family. Sierra. Russell, baby, Finn, future.
That's a banging
whole
picture,
family.
Man.
Mm-hmm. It's different, you know, and it's
that's what it is. Sure.
So
that's
different.
What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This what I'm
you going to do what?
Get,
we got to go.
I'm going to get me...
Went to
all my grandkids.
Went
to Steve. All the boys.
We gotta go.
I'm gonna be sitting on some steps, wide legged, and everybody gonna be around me. We just gonna be naked.
Ain't nobody taking this picture with you, man.
Blurred circles on the front of us. Me, my sons, and all my two grandsons.
May as well get your nephew in there.
And we gonna call this picture. Hanging out with the hog.
All right. Let's move on. Let's introduce Miss Ann, Steve.
Thank you didn't like Sierra, bitch. Wait till you see me and my grandson. Yeah.
The Mandingo Warrior.
Yeah.
She's here, Steve.
Yeah,
with
and I'm
going to
get mine Photoshop now. Hate now.
You can hate me now.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all I'm Photoshopping it.
I know you heard me, Miss Ann.
I'm gonna be all you want plus some. Okay, so mine gonna look like a Mini Cooper. We should all take a naked
morning show picture.
Morning show picture. Naked morning show picture.
But Shirley, you hold it, Steve, and I hold Tommy and Junior.
Yeah.
Craziness.
But did you notice what she said,
right,
Tommy?
We'll kill him.
Tommy, you hear what she said, though? She said, Shirley hold me, and she'll hold you and Junior.
And Junior.
That's how strong
you know,
they are.
Like we babies.
Yeah. But you'll be up in Carla's arms, though. just like Luke Future.
Like Baby Future.
Baby Future.
Man, that picture be too.
All right, come on.
Too much,
introduce
too much.
Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, everybody. Okay. Yeah, Clay and I will have our clothes on because we don't want to scare anybody. Anyway, it's good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, lawmakers worked throughout the night on the Republican health care bill. The House Ways and Means Committee gave its stamp of approval to the measure only about 3 hours ago, by the way. The Energy and Commerce Committee, they're still working. They're in session hoping for passage. And that's despite the announced opposition from conservative Republicans, organizations representing hospitals, insurers, and senior citizens. And the new bill bill calls for caps on Medicaid funding and enrollment. So the American Medical Association has also come out against the Republican proposal, calling it, quote, critically flawed, something that would result, they say, in millions of Americans losing coverage and benefits. The nation's largest physicians group says that people who don't have health insurance, quote, live sicker and die younger. The U.S. Senate's asking the Justice Department to turn over any documents supporting President Trump's claim that the former president, President Obama, ordered his phones tapped. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse say they want copies of any warrant applications or court orders that might relate to wiretaps of Trump, his campaign, or Trump Tower. They didn't say what's going to happen if it turns out to be false. A federal judge in Hawaii has cleared the way for a legal challenge to the president's revised travel ban. A district court judge has granted that state's request to argue its case against the ban, saying that the executive order will hurt Muslim residents of Hawaii, and state attorneys contend the ban will also affect tourism down there. The judge's ruling also means that the merits of the case are going to be heard in court next Wednesday, which just happens to be just one day before the travel ban takes effect. Sad news. The original judge of the TV show The People's Court has died. Retired Judge Joseph Wapner was 97 years old. Also, Puerto Rican actress Miriam Colon has died at age 80. Now, Miriam Colon acted in more than 90 films. She founded the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater, which was designed to bring other Latinos into the business of acting. Miriam Colon played opposite such film greats as Marlon Brando, Jack Nicholson. She played with Al Pacino in Scarface, where you may remember she played his mother, who was very disapproving and didn't want his drug money. President Obama awarded Miriam Colon with the National Medal of the Arts back in 2015. But to repeat, Puerto Rican actress Miriam Colon has died at age 80. She was from our town. And today is National False Teeth Day, National Multiple Personality Day, which reminds me of Nephew Tommy, and it's National Speak Your Mind Day.
Enough talk! In the name of God, put the plum baby down! Get the out of the car! Move, move, move! Shut up!
I don't know if that's what they meant by speaking your mind, but that person certainly did. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, Miss Ann. We appreciate it as always. All right. Stop it, Steve. Our question of the week, we've heard the phrase different strokes for different folks, which pretty much means we all have different opinions about different things, of course, especially about things that either turn us on or turn us off. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? That's the question. That's part one. And then part two, would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? All right. Yeah. So call us and let us know. 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
A naked photo shoot. Naked photo.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, The Butterfly at 18 after the hour with his butterfly blog.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, The Butterfly. Eugene is up with The Butterfly blog. This mess.
Be nice today.
Good morning, good morning. Stephen, Tommy. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., good morning to the crew.
Morning, butterfly.
Morning, butterfly.
Flutter, flutter.
Flap on. Flap on.
Hey, now, I was hearing you guys earlier about the photo that we're going to take as a group, but no one included me being in the photo. So we all taking a nude photo?
Just a joke.
Like Sierra.
Just,
yeah,
yeah, just
like
a joke.
Sierra.
No, you're not a member of the morning show. Not. Actually.
I am a member of the morning show. So me, you, Junior, the girls, and Tommy, we're going to all take a nude photo. And I just want to be the one to pose it, to put us all together in every position that we need to be in.
No, we're not going to be comfortable with your positions.
Okay, but anyway, here's the blog. I just thought I'd throw myself in the photo. But anyway, here's the blog. Mm-hmm. Today is National Meatball Day. Okay. So, how many of you all love meatballs?
I do.
Yeah, I like them for sure. Turkey meatballs.
Yes.
I eat them.
Mm-hmm. We should all eat meatballs together today. This would be a great meatball day. And don't forget the sauce. So, I know how to make meatballs. Very, very good meatballs. I sure do. So,
what's your secret? What's your secret ingredient?
He rolled them himself.
Uh-huh. I do roll it myself. I roll all the balls myself. And
what?
Told you.
I roll all the balls myself. You have to give them a perfect circle, Shirley, when you're putting your meatballs together. and the right seasoning, and then, of course, the sauce. It's all in the sauce. You want the sauce. Anyway, so I want us to get together this evening and just, you know, have fun because it's National Meatball Day today. So let's get together and have a wonderful meatball day.
Okay.
Who's in? Who's in? Jump in.
I don't really like meatballs. I don't really like
it. You used to, though, didn't you?
Before, yeah, before 7/18.
You used to.
Before this break? Yeah. Is that what you said?
You used to love them.
I did not know.
Come on. Come on, guys. Don't poop out on me. Let's all do meatballs together today.
Okay,
everyone.
I'm in.
It would be fun. Let's all get together and do meatballs. Steven, Junior, myself, Tommy, Carla, Shirley, meatballs. Meatballs
what
for everyone.
What time are you going to do this? I'm busy.
What time?
But when you want to start rolling the balls, we can start.
Well, you start that.
Well, yeah, you do everything. I'm just
you
coming
do all
up
the
to
prep
pick,
work.
Pick him up.
Okay, I'll get the balls together, and then you guys come in, and then let's say about five. What?
Nothing. So we're gonna have meatball
did you
sub
say you
sandwiches,
was gonna get the boys
or
together, or what? Did
no,
you
I'm gonna get
say?
The balls together. Or you know what? The boys could get together and do the balls, and then the girls could come in and sample.
Uh-uh.
That don't sound
I don't,
good.
At all.
I ain't gonna never eat another meatball. Ever.
Come on. We never
spaghetti?
Do anything to...
Will there be spaghetti?
That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, just balls, just meatballs and sauce.
Oh, like a sandwich? Like a meatball
no,
sauce?
No, ain't no bread.
No,
he don't like
no
that.
Spaghetti, no bread.
No, you don't like the balls.
You don't want all those carbs. You
no,
don't want
all
those carbs out.
You just want meat.
I'm you saying.
We just going to eat meatballs?
Yep.
I'm not coming. Man. You always throw a whack party. No.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good meatball party. It's National Meatball Day. You just show up and eat the doggone meatball, Carla.
Well, you hold your breath and see if I show up.
All right.
Can I count on Junior and Steve for meatballs?
No, I don't like them no more.
I don't have no spaghetti. Or no,
come on, let's sing it. Let's sing it, y'all. On top of a smoky, I'll cover with cheese. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. The meatball song. Mm-hmm. Come on. Won't nobody have a meatball with me?
I did, but I like mine usually with spaghetti.
Hello.
And, yeah.
If I order spaghetti and meatballs, I'm taking the meatballs out.
Thanks, Butterfly.
I don't well, even let me say want this. The spaghetti because I don't even want to think no balls was on it.
We got to go.
It's National Meatball Day. Enjoy your National Meatball Day. Toodles.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you was in school, because I'm just wondering if I'm the only one, didn't you like hair on ladies' legs, on girls' legs?
You know what, Tommy? Somebody just tweeted that's what they like.
Back in the day, they used to do the thing. But now it's flipped now. Yeah, now you don't want no hair on their leg. But back in the day, hair on the leg, woohoo, used to turn me on. I'm the only one.
The second part of that question is...
apparently, you and the guy on Twitter.
I tried to get
if a naked reality show called you... if someone
by
called
yourself.
You, would you say yes? 877-29-STEVE. Okay, here's a question. What do you like about someone that others might not find attractive? And part two of that same question is, if a reality show called you... like a naked reality show, one of those, and they wanted you to come on, would you say yes? Those are the questions. Part one and part two. Let's go to the phones. Line 7. Let's go to Kathy out of New Jersey.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Steve, Shirley, Carla, Junior, nephew, Tommy. How y'all doing today?
Hey, sweetie.
Well, what's up, Kathy?
Good. Shirley, what's the question?
All right. Kathy, here's a question. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And would you?
Yeah.
When a man sweats, I like a funky man. Well,
you like a funky man?
Well, no, not like a funky man. Like, you know, after a man, okay, for instance, my boyfriend, he runs and he is training for the New York Marathon. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he got placed, and so he's going to be running in November, so he's been doing a lot of practice and stuff like that. So he sweats, and his sweat makes him smell so good.
So you try to catch him before he take a shower. You don't want him to get in the shower. You want to catch him before then.
Right, and he get mad at me because, you know, he smells bad, but to me he smells good. And I try to catch him before the shower, but, you know, sometimes I do. And
well, girl, if that turned you on, you should have been on that flight with us to Africa.
No.
Because, girl, it was a man on that damn plane.
No.
Who was masculine?
I'm telling you what.
No. That's a different kind of smell. That ain't the smell I'm talking about.
I don't lie to you now.
No.
You was gamey.
I smelled that smell before. I don't like that smell.
Yeah.
Steve, she would have jumped his bones.
Man, that smell right there. That was hot. That was an elephant in heat type thing.
Would you be on a reality show if they called you Kathy?
Now, if I was younger, yeah, for sure, I would do it.
Oh, if you were
younger.
But naked
for $2 million, yes. Oh. But now, no.
But not now, though?
No, not now. Can't I'm a mother.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, and, you know, just thinking about them, and I don't want, you know, them going online and they like, damn, there's mommy. What in the world?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I ain't trying to scar them like that. You know, I love them.
That's good that you love your kids.
Somebody, she's a good mother, Kathy.
There's nice. So many women that's mamas that's just naked.
Yeah.
For no money.
Every week.
For free.
Well, those are the crazy mamas. Those are the crazy mamas.
Damn, yeah, if I'm dog, gonna keep I saw naked, your
you gotta
mama.
Pay me. You gotta give me a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy.
I'm telling you something about me. I need a lot of money to keep my clothes on and walk out there. When we come back after the break, 48 after the hour, we got a prank phone call. Pecan tree.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
Or pecan tree.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I say pecan too, Steve.
I said pecan.
Wow. Your bougie behind.
I always have said pecan.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. That's your country out. That's your country out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up at top of the hour, we got strawberry letter, but come on, fool, what you got?
I got that pecan tree, huh? That pecan tree.
Pecan.
Pecan, Carla.
Yeah, pecan.
Tomato, tomato.
Pecan.
Mm.
No, it's just pecan.
Potato, potato.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, hey, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back, because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's spouted well, and I can't see me cutting it. So.
Well, I'm not saying cut it.
You can't hire nobody to maintain your yard. But, I mean, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on her, but I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe four or five limbs that's hanging over there, but them four or five limbs, I mean, there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's if you shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can hire
sir.
Someone to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know
That way, that those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's and them yard. And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard?
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
No, it's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the lawnmower. They sooner or later we're gonna be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's
Hey, why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans are falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna have...
You know what? You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
I'm finna... Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to f*** with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm right here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? How the f*** you get my number in the way?
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a anyway. I ain't used my 357 in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that. Fool, we
see, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a pizza.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me. Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me? I'm on my way. Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know where I stay. You know where the I stay. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway. Do what you
get out. You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I want a to put me out.
You get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama's driveway.
No. Stop what you crying for now. I told you I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama. Get out of my mama's driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama's house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't pay this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk them so bad. I don't pay. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you done gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school listening to this man. Y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
He was mad. 43 after. We'll
but
be
I need
back.
You out of that yard, though. Right there. Pecan, pecan. What y'all think? Don't matter how
pecan.
You say it.
Pecan. I say pecan.
Whatever. Pecan. How you say Southern Fried, Junior? How you say that?
I say that March 17th. at the UNO Lakefront Arena in New Orleans. And then I'll also say Southern Fried on March 18th at the Sanger Theater in Mobile. That's how I say it. How you want to say it?
Southern Fried Comedy, baby. Get your tickets. You don't want to miss
tickets.
It.
Get your tickets.
Load up, because Stupid is on the train and we ride.
Choo-choo. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight, y'all. Strawberry Letter 23.
Subject: tripping husband and wife. Now, from the first meeting of this man, I informed him that I don't have relationships with married men, and I don't do the second woman relationship either. 30 days passed, and the brother brings divorce papers to the gym, bold out chest, singing, "See, I'm a free man." Okay, I check the paper and tells the brother, "Where's the raised stamp from the court?" Brother claimed that the lie lawyer has the copy and he will get it soon. Friday rolls in and we go out on the town. Monday, the wife visits my aunt's house crying that I am stealing her husband. Now, this creates a big mess in my family of 10 preachers. Smile at that, in parentheses. And the fact that I don't know that his wife of 30 years knows my family. Anyway, I call the husband and tell him to lose my number and make his wife happy. Well, on Friday, this wife is back at my auntie's house and calls me on the phone requesting me to call her husband and tell him to go home because he won't answer her calls. Please know and believe that I informed the wife that I have not spoken with her husband since she went to my auntie's house and that I will not call her husband for her. Now, 3 to 5 times a week, I'm getting letters from both of them. Yes, Steve, I read your book and no cookie was given up. These two make single life look real great. What do you suggest I do? Well, first of all, I appreciate you checking in, but it really sounds like you have it all under control. You had your rules from the start and you stuck by them. You got out of it when you found out things were not as he said. So you're good on that front, I think. As far as his wife and your auntie are concerned, your aunt needs to tell her to stop coming over with her mess. I say forget about them. You're right. It is a tripping husband and a tripping wife. Move on with your life. You know, just let these crazy people have each other. Stick to your guns and your rules and don't settle for anything. Stay single until it is the right man for you. Steve?
See, this letter is perfectly correctly titled Tripping Husband and Wife. First of all, homeboy just flat out lied to you. But to go to the extent, after you told him you don't date married men, to go to the extent of bringing some papers to the gym to show you singing, "I'm a free man." Okay, then you check the papers, ask the brother, "Where's the raised stamp from the court?" He claimed that the lawyer got it and he'll get it soon. So you took that at his word, and I can understand that, lady. So far, you in line. But this dude, though, damn, dog, to actually come in here with some papers that ain't real papers. Friday get here. I don't know what day this happened at the gym, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday get here. Y'all go out on the town. The Monday, 2 days later, his wife go to your aunt's house telling your aunt that you done stole the husband. You from the family of 10 preachers. And also, you didn't know that his wife of 30 years knows my family. Hold on. Y'all 50? y'all 50?
Yeah.
I'm saying, let's say you got married at 20.
Yeah,
30
not.
Years, that's 50. Mm-hmm. If you got married at 18, y'all 48. That's some pretty middle-aged people we talking about. She over your aunt's house... telling on you. You 50. 48, 50. How old is your aunt? How old is this woman? Well, I don't know that you 50, but that the lady, the wife is 50. 48 to 50. If you've been married 30 years, I'm just assuming you got married. Let's say 18. 48 to 50. This 50-year-old woman over your aunt's house telling on you.
Crazy.
You call your husband, tell the husband to lose your number and make his wife happy. The next Friday,
The lady back at your aunt's house, your aunt calling you up too. Well, you got some messy people in your life. I come back, you got some real messy people. You don't seem like the only sane person in the damn letter.
All right, after the break at 18, after part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got part two.
Yeah.
Of this here letter.
This here.
Next. Are the sounds of MC Roth? I have to agree with Shirley. What? There's really nothing we can help you with. You seem to have it under control. You've done all the right moves. See, the only problem is now is you need to talk to your aunt. Mm-hmm. That's my only problem. See, your aunt keep letting this woman in her house, then calling you, dragging you into something you ain't really in. So you got to have a conversation with your aunt, with her messy self. So, and then the wife runs to the aunt because she knows she messy. Mm-hmm. Girl, what? Let me call her. You think he over there now? Mm-hmm. Now, because her man won't answer the phone, she done went over her aunt's house, call you on the phone, asking you to call her husband and tell him to go home because he won't answer her calls. And now, you just said trust and believe that, and you informed the wife you have not spoken to her husband since she went to your aunt's house the first time. And you are not going to call her husband for her. Good for you. Okay, you're doing the right things. Now, 3 to 5 times a week, I'm getting letters from both of them. Letters.
They are a trip.
You know what you should do? If I was you, since y'all so religious.
What?
This is what you all do. Uh-oh. You ought to take all them letters down to the church and just start passing them out. Because there's some messy folks at the church. Your aunt go down there. She in the mess. Send all the letters to your aunt. Copy them. Mm. Send the letters back to them. Send copies to the pastor. One of them's your uncle or some 10 preachers. Send letters to the preacher, which is probably your daddy, uncle.
Brother, cousin.
And start posting them on the announcement board.
Today's church announcements.
That'll be good. And let them read about these two fools.
I like it.
As a matter of fact, I think some of the church members is listening. And no, this is you.
All right, today's letter is posted on steveharvey.com. You can also tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley, okay? Coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, our girl from the talk is here, Cheryl Underwood. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up next from the talk, she here, the Republican, Cheryl Underwood. I'm none of that no more.
What?
No, I'm out of the Democrat Party. I'm not in the Republican Party. I'm going to be a...
You're an immigrant.
What a dream. You didn't know that? Your ancestors.
You are an immigrant, huh?
I'm going to be a Demi rep.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be an I rep Dem.
Mm-hmm. Independent.
I'm going to be an I rep Dem.
So you're everything. You're all over the place.
Independent Republican Democrat. That's what I'm going to be. Because I done figured it out, man. They just against each other. No matter what the other side say, the other side is against them automatically.
I need you.
From the talk, she here. Cheryl! Hollywood!
Hey, man. Hey, all right.
Wait, Cheryl, where you at?
I can't tell you where I'm at.
You?
I'm behind that
presidential
frame, Tommy. I can't tell you.
Why you sound so far away?
Okay, well, I gotta sound far away because you know that it hacked into the TV, the cell phone, and everything.
Oh, yeah, WikiLeaks said that.
Black people knew that already.
That's right, Cheryl.
Wait a minute. I can't tell you where I am, Shirley, but I can tell you where I'm going. I'll be at the Toledo Funny Bone, so I gotta speak to the people. But wait a minute, y'all. I have the solution to all of our problems with the Republicans. Ready?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
We just don't like y'all. Let's keep it real. We just don't like y'all. Y'all met with the Russians. Then y'all trying to say the Democrats, President Obama, Senator Schumer, Nancy Pelosi met with the Russians. Well, we like the Democrats. We just don't like y'all. But we don't like what y'all doing. Ben Carson say slaves was immigrants. Let me tell you something. Listen to me now. Remember on the Jeffersons when the dude, I think when Lou Gossett was trying to get with Weezy, what did Joe Jefferson call him? Remember?
What?
The N-word.
That's right. Remember when Red Fox said, it's more of them in here than a Tarzan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
In the courtroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when the dude was trying to get with Aunt Elsa and she said, what in the listen?
Yes.
Ben Carson is the reason why the world cannot die. And let me tell you something. Don't try to say President Obama said the same thing. He said sort of, kind of. He softened his. But don't go back and go, well, he did it too. Why? Because we just don't like you, Ben Carson. We don't like you. We love President Obama. We love President Obama, but we don't like you. So anytime the Republicans want to come back, you want to now soften up Obamacare and add two changes to it like you did some. We still don't like you. But guess who's about to get that wake-up call?
Oh, Cheryl.
About to lose. I can't say it. I'm on CBS. Y'all know black people been living without insurance for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar every morning. We know how to live without insurance. They about to lose all their insurance. You better start calling your senator, your congressman. You better start calling. This ain't going to go the way you think. But what's the moral to this story? We just don't like you.
Thank you.
We don't hey, next Thursday, I got to talk to y'all about something that we're going to take charge of. If you want to use us as a photo opportunity for HBCUs, we are about to raise money for HBCUs. The next Black Radio Solidarity Day will be raising money for HBCUs. Black radio stations will join together. So it ain't going to be no photo opportunity. It's going to be on radio. I'm out, Steve Harvey.
Gone,
come
girl.
Out the bathroom, sure.
Flush them down the toilet while you're in there. Flush them Republicans down the toilet.
Flush them down the toilet.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. When we come back, she is. When we come back at 48 after the hour, we're going to the phones. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? Give us a call. Here's the number, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up at top of the hour, right about 5 minutes after Carla's reality update, Love and Hip Hop is back. Stevie and Jocelyn, Neil is back.
Yes.
Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Oh, she fine.
Yes, she is.
God.
Pregnant?
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
She wants you to know that sexy is pregnant. You can be sexy and pregnant, at the same time.
Oh,
that's her
pregnant.
Goal now. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She says
has
she
taken any pictures like Sierra?
Are
they
married?
She did on this episode. She did a photo shoot.
No, Steve, they're not married.
Okay.
And she said she needed money from Stevie J for pediatricians.
Yeah, but she did say pediatricians, not pediatricians.
Pediatricians.
Ahead,
well, come
Jocelyn.
On now. Well, come
go
on
ahead.
Now. The baby got to get her feet done.
A pedicure.
Right, Steve. But up next, we want to know, what do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? And part two of that question, would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? Call us and let us know what you think. 877-29-STEVE.
They ain't got to call you. You can call them Naked and Afraid. You can go down there. They looking for people.
Tommy?
Nah, unless I can wear that calamine lotion. I'm not going to be out there all day smacking mosquitoes off me. I'm going to be pink. Salmon color.
Let's go to line six.
I'll tell you that right now.
And talk to Andre out of New Jersey.
Andre.
Hello, hello, Brother Steve Harvey, man. How y'all doing?
Man, we hanging, up, Dre? You know we up in here, man. Hey, Dre, let me ask you a question, man. What would, is there any thing that you find attractive?
There you go.
In a woman that other people might not?
Yes, sir.
What is that, Dre?
To be a female that's pigeon-toed or pear-toed, where their toes touch each other. When they walk and see that the feet go in. If you catch one of them running, a female running track, and she pear-toed, a pigeon-toed, that's very, very attractive to me, Mr. Harvey.
Wow.
That's the best one.
Wow. Oh, my about, God.
We're talking about country, the panhandle of Florida. That's where that attraction came when I was in middle school. We would run track, and there was a girl named Chiquita Ward. And she was pear-toed, and she could run real fast. And I was just messed up by some Chiquita and her pear-toes.
Hurt you on, huh, man. Boy?
Ever since then, huh, Dre?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Shirley. Can I say this, Mr. Harvey? There's a difference between fine and fine since I was 9 fine.
Yeah.
Mm. That's how the country is in this part of Florida. And it was just amazing to me growing up as a child.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. That's a good one.
Pigeon toed.
Yeah.
I love that one. I love it, Dre.
The same thing. Pigeon toed or pear toed.
Pigeon or pear. I never heard of pear.
Me neither. Uh-huh. That. All right. Would you be naked on a reality show if they called you, Andre?
At age 45 and I'm 322 pounds, no ma'am. But I'm tall. I'm 6'11", so coming up in high school, skinny was always attractive. And if I was younger, I wouldn't have no problem, and my rest of me wouldn't have no problem. But I feel kind of ashamed now that I'm such a real heavy man now. I went from
What if you was on there with the girl from junior high that was pigeon-toed?
See, now that's a horse. that's a horse of a different color. I would gladly be naked on there with Chiquita. Fat Joe say all the way up.
Naked and Afraid, starring Dre and Chiquita.
All the way up.
With her pigeon toes.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All right, Dre. We love you. Thank you. Thank you,
man.
Shirley Strawberry, I don't know why Steve, when the show first started off, he used to say your name, and your name was attractive. He don't say it like that no more. Shirley Strawberry.
He used to say that when
the show first came. Am I right, Mr. Hart?
I know. Yeah, you're right, man. But she got married, so you got to pull up on all that.
I apologize, but back then it was Ms.
See, that's
Shirley
what I did. You know what I'm saying? You know, just out of respect to her husband. You know?
Because
I wouldn't want nobody doing it to me. It's like this comedian. No, stop.
I'm amazed, man. I thank y'all for giving me the opportunity, man, to share my story, man. And I'm upset at Mr. Harvey, y'all, because y'all stopped having oatmeal on the show.
Listen to me, man. Tommy stopped oatmeal. I love oatmeal. Tommy, you in charge of oatmeal. Tommy don't bring him out no more because he let that damn Eugene run his life.
Wait a minute.
I don't know, because check this out. I'm going to give you one of them that he did. You did with him. So, oatmeal, what you finna do? Oh, yeah, finna write a book.
Okay.
All right.
Andre.
No, let him go.
That's what he said. I'm finna write a book.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Andre, let me get him. Hold on. Oh.
What's up, Harvey?
Yeah. Hey, man, say what's happening to Andre.
Dre, what's going on, player?
Ain't nothing oatmeal, man. We love you, man. I love you funniest, man. You crack my side, bro.
Ah, already. Hey, look at you. Look at you, though. When I cut out of the Florida, me, you, and a Chiquita get together to run a little track, baby. Ah.
Oh, my God, man. Y'all
he love oatmeal,
day,
stupid ass.
Oatmeal, you're the man, bro.
I love oatmeal, man. He just let Eugene run him all out of it. You know, Eugene just took over.
I hope he ain't gonna put oatmeal in some Capri pants, y'all.
Andre is a true listener.
Oh, I love it.
We appreciate you, Andre.
Thank you.
Oatmeal will be a little too visible up in the Capri.
But
you see it.
I already might be able to up in here make you change your mind about oatmeal.
I'm going to keep you away from Chiquita, man.
Yeah.
All right, Dre, appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, for letting me share on your show, bro. The Stay Steve Black, Harvey man. Morning Show.
Hell yeah, Stay Black already.
Already.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready, get ready, get ready. She is here, the one and only Carla with Reality Update.
All right, thank you, nephew. Child Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is back.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Okay, so now here's the deal. Jocelyn and Steve are beefing over the paternity of her unborn child. If you didn't know,
Steve,
Jocelyn
Uncle
is
Steve
pregnant.
Or Stevie J?
Stevie J.
Your uncle? Okay. No.
Are you crazy?
Hey,
hold
Harvey?
Up. Hold up, man. Hold up.
Get him, Steve.
What?
No good will.
I'm speechless right now.
Really, Tommy?
I'm not her type. You know? I promise you that. I ain't her type. You're not her type.
I'm inclined to believe you, sir.
Really? But back to the show. So Jocelyn on the show, she is 6 months pregnant with a baby girl. Mm-hmm. And Stevie J, his attitude, he's like, I don't know if this is my baby, because there were so many rumors about Jocelyn hanging out and kicking it with other guys.
Yeah.
Now, Jocelyn, she's really hurt that Stevie J doesn't believe that he is not the daddy, and now she is demanding that Stevie take a DNA test. Now, let's go. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye out on that. And my favorite, Shirley, you know how I feel about young Jock. He is back on the show, my favorite cast member.
Yes.
And have you seen his new hairstyle,
yes,
though?
Yes,
I mean,
that's why Carly Red is back with him, because of his hair.
Yes. Looking like he in the Temptations. I love
you've
it.
You've seen it, Steve. It's straight at the top and then it faded on either side.
Yeah, you got a perm. Yes.
You've seen it.
No,
yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
man,
you haven't seen
saw
it. It.
Yeah.
No,
I
ain't seen. I thought we talked.
Please send me a picture.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hey, no, hey, let me tell you something, man. Stevie J, my dude, man. I like him.
Yeah.
No, not Stevie J's hair. I'm talking about young Jock. Yeah. Stevie J is just still rocking a fade. Uh-huh. We're talking about young Jock.
Oh, young
I like, you know what? I like both them dudes, though.
They're
me
so
too.
Funny. Oh, young my Jock God. That young Jock is crazy. Oh. He
yeah,
needs
I like
own
both,
show.
I like both them. Both them dudes kind of cool to me, man. You
know, yeah.
They
are
do some
hilarious.
Crazy stuff, but hell, they're my boys.
Yeah, I like them. All right, so young Jock and Carly Red, they are back together. And Carly wants Jock, she wants him to get serious about their relationship, but Jock said he's not ready for all that. Your girl Crazy Tommy, she's back, and she's facing legal problems because of her ongoing beef with Jocelyn. But honey, let me get to the real story. Kirk and Rashida.
Oh!
Now, this fool Kirk...
It's really bad, Steve.
Yes,
it's
Steve,
really
because wait till you hear this. This is bad, Steve.
It's really bad.
This is really bad. This boy, Kirk, did he cheat on his wife and have a secret baby, too? So Carly Red.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. This is some serious business. So Carly Red and young Jock. Okay, so Jock was at this party. Jocelyn had a masquerade party. Carly Red, long story short, she came to the party to spy on Jock. That's another story. But anyway, at the party, they find out about this young lady. Her name is Jasmine. She said that Kirk Frost, who is married currently right now, is the father of her son, father of her baby. Now, your boy Jock and Kirk, they friends, you know, they boys. So he's hearing this at the party. He picks up his phone to text his boy to warn him 911 on the agenda.
Better warn
Kirk comes to the party.
Don't come
they
here.
Ask him, does he have a baby with this woman, Jasmine? He said no.
Of course.
So then Kirk goes home to his wife, Rashida. So he's trying to hurry up and get home so he can explain to his wife what happened at the party before. Of course, you know, she hears about it in the streets.
So Kirk is trying to do damage control. So this is Kirk in the house explaining what happened, because his wife Rashida wants to know, why is he home so early? So take a listen to Kirk trying to explain to Rashida what happened.
Somebody said you got a baby with some chick, and
what?
I'm thinking it's a joke. So I'm looking like, okay, really? I got a baby with a chick, cool. But then the broad come walking out the back.
Well, who is the broad?
Some drunk broad stumbling at the bar and like.
What's her name?
Jasmine. She just talking like, yo, you know, yeah, I got a baby and you just something, something. And I'm looking like, okay, go ahead and say I'm joking.
I'm sitting here trying to, like, absorb all this and keeping calm, because at the end of the day, you know, you got to deal with facts. But what I do know is I know my husband, and I know that something ain't right about this story. See, I know. Don't play with me. So you don't know the girl?
Nah. Well, I said I may know the broad from a strip club, though.
Okay, so you know her?
Really don't know her, but when she said she worked at a strip club that I've been in, then I said, oh, okay, well, that's probably one of them girls out that strip club.
I'm confused. Are you out here doing shit you ain't got no business doing?
Not
that's the
all.
Question. And I know it might take a man a minute to get his mind right to think, should he be honest? So, is there anything you want to let me know? You ain't never
No.
Okay, so she just making up lies then?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just looking that like. She would be.
That no was weak. Ooh, that no was weak.
Ooh, you took it, but it was a pause, too.
Yeah. Steve, man, I sent you the pictures of Young Jock's hair, by the way.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
So, cannot, Steve.
Cannot.
What?
Ooh, that ain't how you do it.
So, that's my question to you, Steve, Tommy, Junior. What would you have done? Do you keep that lie alive and say that ain't your baby? Or do you tell the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm lying forever.
All the way to the paternity test.
Oh, you got to do that.
All the way.
I'm lying.
But, see, his problem is, he didn't admit it to knowing her from a strip club. Mm-hmm. Problem.
She's a broad.
Huge problem. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the girl know her man.
Mm-hmm.
Huge problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number Rashida, three, the wife.
Yeah, you done ran home to break the news to her before she find out another way. Mm-hmm. I understand that move. He in trouble.
Yeah.
Big time.
He's in big trouble. Yeah,
this
because
Young Jock's hair.
I sent you the picture, Steve.
I love Young Jock.
Like, like Eddie Kane, don't you?
Open it up, Steve.
Do your
My
thing,
man.
Young Jock.
My man, come on, boy.
That's how you come do on, it right boy. There.
Nice like this, I wish.
Man, I wish I could tell you who that is. I just cannot think of his name.
Oh, Steve.
Hold up. I'm going to sure think of it.
Oh, all right, well, while you're thinking of it, let's get ready. The pastors.
Oh, yeah.
Motown, Deacon Def Jam, just
up
standing
next.
By. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, Pastor Motown and Deacon.
I am Deacon Def Jam. You don't have to say my name. I say mine myself.
I see. You're quick with it today. I like it.
Yeah, and I have a Young Jock haircut today.
That's a shame. We need to lay hands on you. With some clippers in those hands.
I am Reverend Motown.
And I am Deacon Def Jam.
And together, me and he and I, me and him, all of us, both of us, we is the leading constituency for the JPJJ.
That is the Jackpot Joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Whoa, holla.
I like this part.
I want you to holla.
Keep it soulful, Pastor.
Oh, back. At you, boy.
Yes, yes.
Today, we're going to take a soulful look at horoscopes.
All right.
Let us begin with Leo, Deacon Reed.
Pastor Leo says, smile today. When you greet the world with a bright smile, you inspire confidence.
Stop right there.
Uh-huh.
Smile at somebody, even if you don't mean it.
Even if you're snaggletooth, go ahead and let that smile come on out.
Right. It'll be like a weather forecast. It'll be saying partly sunny, cause you snaggletooth, there's a hole in your smile.
Yeah, keep your tongue back though. Don't let it come through. Thank you.
You scared of kids. Okay. Let us move on to Libra Reed.
Pastor Libra says, don't let anyone make you believe something that seems too good to be true today.
Stop right there. You know they were lying when they said it to you. What the hell did you take it and run with it for?
If she said meet her in the back room, don't act like it's not going to happen. Meet her back there.
Well, it says if it sounds too good to be true. In other words, if she say meet her in the back room, don't go in the back room with your pants around your ankles.
No. Wait till you get in there and see what's going down.
Find out what's going on first.
Yes.
Hello.
Then let it go down.
Right. Go all the way. Let us move on up to Taurus Reed.
It says, loaning a friend some money requires you to be tolerant of how they spend it.
Stop right there. I don't give a damn how you spend it. I want to know when you're going to get it back.
No, Pastor. If I give you $100 to pay your bills, but I find out that you at the Louis Vuitton store, I got a problem with that.
I don't really care.
Woo!
If you go to the Louis Vuitton store, just Friday when you get paid, I need my $100 back.
Well, it all depends. I don't want you lying to me about what you wanted it for, and then you changed your mind.
Well, then you should not have given them the money, Deacon, if it's going to come with too many stipulations and complications.
I want to know where my money is going if I'm going to loan it to you for, let's say, your rent is due. Pay your rent.
Once you loan it, it ain't yours no more till they get it back.
I don't like the way you think on this subject. Yeah.
I'm trying to help you become a better Christian.
If I loan you money to pay your rent and you at the club kicking it, I got a problem with that, Pastor.
Deacon, let's admit something in front of everyone.
All right, go ahead.
Can't wait.
You don't have no $100 to give nobody. Ain't that the truth?
Pretty much. But I wouldn't loan it, and you, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back from the
this
break.
In the sermon, did you feel my hair as Pastor was doing it? Could y'all feel my young jock, kicking my young jock hair? Could you feel it?
I told you to bring the scissors. All right, we come back from the break at 34 after the hour. Back-to-back jams. Let's go.
But one more thing. Carla.
Yes, Deacon.
Can you give me that's Deacon Young Jock today. Could you give me a wash and set this weekend?
Just on the top, though. The sides are faded.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 34 minutes after that, welcome back to the ride. Let's get to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat. All right, y'all, we come back. Just time for one more thing. We'll tell you about that after the break at 48 after the hour, so don't go away. Tell them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after the hour.
Why you say it like that?
Because it's the weekend.
It's Thursday. Well, it's
Thursday.
It's
huh?
closer.
You don't want it to be the weekend?
Yes, sir.
I do. I really do. I'm not mad at you on Thursday.
Listen
I'm
to
not.
Me, guys.
Go here.
Guys, listen to me.
Guys.
The things that you want the most, you have to lay claim to it. Mm-hmm. I claim.
I agree with you.
I claim the weekend.
Okay, well, let's go.
Now, listen to me. Here's what you do not know.
What's that, Steve?
What?
That today, I got to be in Disney.
Yeah, we all do.
To kick off Disney Dreamers.
Yeah.
Is y'all in the parade?
No.
Are we? No. Are we in the parade?
Ain't
no.
Ain't asked me.
No. That's first. That's A.
Yes, I can't get past that.
That's what Shirley.
But more importantly.
Wait a minute. Wait. Is you? You?
No. What? We're not in the parade, though.
No, we're not in the parade.
That's
she wasn't asking it back to you as a rhetorical question. She was correcting you.
Correcting me for what?
Oh, jeez. No. Say it again. Say it. Ask it.
Is y'all in the parade?
Are we Shirley. In the parade? No.
I just asked you that, Shirley.
But let me ask you. Is we playing golf?
Are we?
Yes. Yeah. Now, we playing Friday and Saturday.
Okay, cool. I'm going to jump in Friday.
Oh, that means you ain't going to be here Saturday.
No, I'm going to be there. My kids and everything are coming. My wife and kids coming.
Oh, yeah?
But I got to be at that park with them, though.
What?
Saturday, they're going to drag me around that park.
Yes, he has daddy duties.
I got to be daddy duties. Get the VIP service.
I got that, too.
But he's still they daddy.
You finna go on some rides?
No, he not gonna make the rides.
I'm just gonna stand out there.
He ain't gonna make that. Yeah.
This when you hold everybody ice cream and you hold her purse. No. And you
go ahead, Junior. No, he ain't gonna make the ride because he ain't gonna make it over Mickey Hand.
That's what I
know. Oh, the hype.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick.
Oh, so tomorrow night,
ice cream in person.
You got to be above Mickey Hand to ride.
He out there holding everybody ice cream in person. People come by, little boy, where your mama?
Steve! They're going to take him to Lost and Found.
Yeah. Stay over there.
Shut up, boy. You ain't nobody, daddy. Bring your ass over here. We have a boy, a really old looking boy with a blue shirt
and an ice cream cone,
red shorts and an ice cream cone, and he got his mama's pocketbook.
All right, Disney dreamers, we'll all be
if
there
you
today.
You missing a little boy that's bald headed? Are you in chemo, young man?
Oh my gosh!
You gotta go, Steve.
Saying he'll make a wish project, huh?
Junior!
Well, we Tommy, you go. Could be. Tommy, you an old-ass looking baby. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Benjamin Butts in Lost and Found.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to catch our flight now. Bye-bye. Say bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Y'all go on hell night.
See you at Disney World.
So you see, that's somebody who ain't got to catch a flight. They flight leave when they leave. Mm-hmm. See, this what I'm talking about. This all is right. So disrespectful.
Which I think
see
is
that
great.
See right there?
Bye.
Damn, man. The hate.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.